smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Joanna Earle.
The company running Dreamland in Margate has gone to the High Court to ask for help to settle debts worth almost £2.9 million. Less than 6 months after the amusement park opened, Sands Heritage Limited have applied for what's known as a company voluntary agreement. Chris Price is KMFM's business editor.
This will allow it to clear its £2.9 million of debts in 23 payments over 5 years. The reason they say they're in trouble is because they've suffered a fall in trade from issues like operations Stack over the summer, which really hit footfall.
There'll be a meeting with the people they owe money to on the 23rd of December to see if they'll agree to the 5-year repayment plan. Meantime, Dreamland will continue to operate as normal.
This is KMFM News.
A doctor and nurse couple who kept a man as a slave at their Kent home have been jailed. Emmanuel and Antan Edith took the victim from Nigeria without his family's permission in 1989 when he was just 13 and made him work for them for 24 years. The 61 and 58-year-olds who used to live in Chatham and now live in London have been locked up for a total of 12 years. Oscar Pistorius has been told he won't be spending Christmas in jail despite being found guilty of murdering his girlfriend. The athlete's been granted bail under house arrest until a sentencing hearing in April. It's also emerged he intends to appeal the murder conviction. Legal expert Llewellyn Curl-Lewis says he may claim he didn't get a fair trial for various reasons.
One of which might be the fact that the media had an interest in the matter and that various state witnesses and defense witnesses more or less also were allowed and influenced one another when they read the newspapers, when they listened to the TV, etc.
High water levels and further power cuts are still causing problems in areas hit by Storm Desmond. 16 serious flood warnings remain in place in England and Wales, and more rain is forecast today. There's a warning to drivers in Kent that just one drink this Christmas could double your chances of having a crash. In the 5 years to 2013, 281 people were killed or injured in drink drive related crashes on Kent's roads during the winter months. Safety Bosses are launching their annual campaign to reduce the number of us who have a drink and get behind the wheel. Campaign leader is Steve Horton.
The only time you know if you're at or above the legal limit is the moment you blow into the policeman's black box. So we're encouraging people not to try and count, not to try and keep tabs and see whether you think you're at or below the limit. The reality is the only safe limit has got to be a zero limit.
An elderly man has been taken to hospital after crashing into the front of a house in Medway. The Ford car he was driving smashed through the wall of the living room of the home in Weedswood Road in Chatham just before 11 this morning. The man, who's thought to be in his 70s, is being treated for back pain. Nobody else was hurt.
KMFM News.
After bosses were inspired by the John Lewis Man in the Moon Christmas TV ad, Medway is staging its first loneliness summit. It's thought there could be more than 6,000 lonely people in the towns. Doctors, charities and the council are taking part in today's talks, which also look at the impact it can have on health. Councillor David Brake is in charge of adult services.
We want to look at everybody's situation. Now, obviously, we're looking at the elderly people, but in fairness, it's not only the elderly people that that can be affected. Nobody is immune to being isolated.
And Adele's new album, 25, has become the only record to sell at least 1 million copies in 2 separate weeks in America. According to figures, the singer made history by having the fastest selling album in 1 week, shifting 3.5 million copies.
KMFM Sport.
Football and a win for Manchester United against Wolfsburg later will guarantee their place in the knockout stages of the Champions League. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, if Louis van Gaal's side can't do that, they'll have to rely on the result between PSV Eindhoven and CSKA Moscow. The United boss says it's a crucial match, but not season-defining.
We have to fight also against Manchester City in the league or against Liverpool. And for the fans, they are very important. On this moment, I believe this is the most important match, but that is this moment.
Manchester City, meantime, have already qualified but can top their group tonight if they beat Borussia Mönchengladbach. They then have to hope Juventus lose to Sevilla. First place would give them a theoretically easier last 16 tie. And the concerns over preparations for Rio 2016 are likely to dominate a 3-day meeting of the International Olympic Committee's executive board. The World Anti-Doping Agency president will also speak about the recent doping crisis in athletics and Russia's suspension from the sport.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.